is of a high credit.
Six of the gills and two of the bars of a...
I see, yes, yes. So tell me about your parents, Dr. Barron. What sort of people were they?
My father... I died when I was about 2 years ago. A year old. I really never knew my father well. I mean, I didn't. I do remember him a little. But my mother... My father's put us there, and my mother's... She lived on until... She was, what, 60? 60-odd.
What did your father do for a living?
Oh, he was a lime merchant.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much.
The only tales I can think about him is that the tales he used to tell me about his horses being used for the fire engine.
Oh, yes.
They were called that. And they called.
Was he a big man? I mean, big in business?
Oh, no.
Should
think so.
That
does not mean anything. He certainly provided the line for the Glasgow University as his.
Did he?
But that's, I don't know about his business. I don't really know anything else.
That was limestone for building, was it?
Yes.
Yes, I see. Yes. And was he, he was a born Scotsman, was he?
Oh, yes.
And his wife?
Well, she was a Scots woman. She was an Agdale. It was from the south of Scotland.
Were they Church of Scotland or?
Oh, no, they were. Her father actually was Baptist. He didn't mean anything. The rest of the family. Well, I suppose you'd say the same. They were family or Baptist if they were anything.
Yes.
I'm afraid they were all, most of us were nothing.
And they weren't very churchy, were they, dear?
Not really.
Were they liberals, Dr. Barrowman, or conservatives?
Oh, conservatives.
Were they? So were you all conservatives, you, the children?
Yes, I think so.
Including Janet?
Including Janet.
So how did she come to be a suffragette then, do you think?
Well, no. My second eldest sister was a school teacher.
Mary?
Mary. And she was the anti-male, very strong. And it was really, Janet had the guts to be militant upon the encouragement of my elder
I mean, she wouldn't have gone militant down to London with Janet, because she would have afraid of losing her job.
Oh, that, yes, well, she was a school teacher there.
So Mary joined the Mrs. Pankhurst's organisation, did she?
Both of them.
They both joined?
Both WSPU.
So did Mary do any work for the WSPU? I mean, she went to meetings, I suppose.
Yeah, she went to meetings, yeah. And told other people what to do.
Yes.
She was giving herself away around.
Do join in as well, then.
Well, I wouldn't have thought I can. I have no idea.
Anyway, what did Janet do? She went to meetings, I suppose, did she?
And then
did she come down? Did she do any militancy in Scotland, or did she come down to London?
No, she came down to London
when they had the stone.
When the Scottish stolen and the stocking and smashed a House of Commons window with that stone.
And then she went to Holloway.
She loved it there. I said the wardresses were most sympathetic. Christabel Pankhurst, that was one of the daughters,
yes.
And her illegitimate son,
else? Did they all marry?
No.
She had at Curry's after
yes.
The soap. So did she stay there till she retired?
Yes.
She really had the two.
Yes. So did she stay in the office all the time, or did she rise up in the firm?
Yes, she was still in the office, but you know what I mean. She rose up.
Married then?
No. She was once engaged to a married, but I thought it was because
looking person? I mean, was she attractive to look at?
Well, that's it. Yes, good features, but she was always...
Unlike the most of the family, she was Celtic. She was like my mother, rather than my father. All those that on the Barrowman's side are all over 6 foot than me. But she was among the Shelsters.
She was nice looking, wasn't she?
Three of them, the Shelsters, took after my mother. she was more human than the rest.
He was to do with mines, wasn't he? What we call
it. He started as a school mining factor to the Jugendamt. And then when the coal was nationalized, he just carried on as mineral factor. Until he retired.
And lived in Hamilton. Yeah. I used to stay with them. One daughter, I mean.
Was Janet, would you say she was a character, so to speak? And was she very independent and individual?
Janet opened hers up. She said, "Oh,
that one of your sisters...
In keeping up with friends. And Margaret, I don't mean to be nasty about that, a bit younger than, a bit older than Dr. Barrett. She was rather inclined to, like a... Janet, she believed in keeping up with friends, and when Janet, when Margaret got these various friends that Margaret, that's the one that's still alive, had met, Janet always used to sort of keep in touch and keep writing to them. And Margaret said to me once, "No, ridiculous, Janet keeping up with, that was my friend, you shouldn't keep up with her," and all that kind of thing, which was so silly. But she liked to keep in touch with friends, you see.
Sounds an extremely nice person, Janet, actually. But she's not really a suffragette, is she, in the sense that she's really just a person, an ordinary person, who happens to that brief moment to have done something fairly distinctive. But what did she tell you any more about prison? I mean, you say she crocheted the tablecloth. Did she do anything else in prison? And did she... You said
she used to talk to the wardress, who she said she was all in sympathy. And, she told me that, I think she had some of them when she came here. As one of the other girls to do with suffrage, there were reams of amusing poems about the things that had happened all on the lavatory paper.
That's right.
Yes, whether they've still got them, I just don't know.
Yes, I have seen some of these.
Have you? Oh,
yes. And drawings as well.
Yes, yes.
They're in the museum, aren't they?
That's right, yes, they are. Yes.
I can't think of anything really, anything else actually.
That's most interesting, and that fills out a picture of it, which otherwise I don't think would have existed.
Very sensible, middle class, good family, I should say, all very good people.
Was she religious at all? I mean, probably
she
not.
No.
No.
No. None of us.
None of you were. What did you do when she went in prison? Did you go down to see her, or...?
No, he was only a boy.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
but you all backed her up, did you?
Oh, yes. Not actively, of course.
Tell Dr. Harrison about that aunt of yours who was matron for that surgeon Lister man.
She came back from prison, when Janet came back, you say she lost her job?
Yes.
With the soap people?
Yes.
Not by her local boss, but by the London headquarters that told them to get in.
Did Janet get into trouble with any of your friends as well? I mean, did people... refused to see her and things like
no,
that.
No, nothing like that. She was engaged to a man at the time, and that was broken off. I never really know if there was very much in it.
That's interesting. So, in fact, it was just a little isolated incident, which in fact lost her job, but she got another job, so...
Yes. it's sore against me, just as I am against her, you know. I mean, I was... Well, to begin with, I was male. I was one. And secondly, I did not just allow myself to be a schoolboy to a schoolmistress. Right from then. For instance, in 1914, I joined the Navy. She was absolutely angry. She was very angry at me upsetting her herself. I mean, I was upsetting the whole family, you know. She disapproved entirely of me joining up. And she changed her after me.
So you were a bit of a rebel. Yes.
I mean, my joining the Navy in 14 was an outburst of hysteria, is how she described it. To, not to me, but to, well, to my brother, actually. She actually put it that way.
Of course, a lot of other people had the hysteria as well, didn't they? I mean, it was something that eventually... didn't seem hysteria at all. But she didn't regard Janet's militancy as hysteria at all.